I don't care about that there gun control. It's the mind control that worries me. It has proven far more dangerous. Some folks want to call them things assault weapons. Other folks want to call them defense weapons. I personally would rather not play in that game altogether. I don't have a gun, and I don't need a gun. Therefore, I will stay out of the way of cops and robbers. Everybody's just playing a game. You all know the rules. A criminal wants something of value, but he isn't willing to work for it. That is, if you don't consider crime and work, of course. I suppose a criminal might. After all, I can't see myself handling all that planning and preparing and adrenaline and whatnot. But then you got your working folks who, day in and day out, tread on that mill just to get by. But they're happy. They enjoy the little things in life. Seems other folks want to entice the criminals. Like stringing a carrot on a stick and waving it in front of a famished rabbit, these folks will wear valuables all over themselves and on their personal belongings and homes and cars as if to say, "Look at me, I have what everybody wants." But they're wrong, you know. Not everybody wants that stuff. Maybe criminals do want those sorts of things because they can trade them for whatever other force is driving them to it. What is that force? Is it the same force that drives the wealthy folks to wear their riches? Is it just playing a game of cat and mouse with the people that it convinces to partake in this endless chase? What? You think you should be able to wear diamonds and gold and other things of that valuable nature without worrying about a criminal ransacking you? Well, now I see. Different folks got different views of what is a utopia. No, some of us just watch. We watch the forces at work every day, pulling folks this way and that. But what are we gonna do? Tell them? Ain't nobody gonna believe it. Poor souls still think they got a free will.